All right, you ready?
Yeah.
4:04 on a flashback Friday, sort of. Just got word that the professor is working in Richmond and is going to be unable to offer up a flashback. But nevertheless, they're all flashback Fridays here on the Sports Line, just to stick it to Facebook and their throwback Thursdays. Screw them. Screw Facebook. It's Flashback Friday. It's me, Rich Roth. No Ed Lane. Sitting in ably, we hope. None other than Anthony Santaniello.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Busy show. Busy show. Got a lot going on today. Connor Maribel, the Lynchburg Hillcats center fielder there, is going to join us around the horn. Then, a little bit after that, Luke Elvey of the PGA Tour on CBS will drop by, talk a little Greenbrier Classic, as we'll touch on that quite a bit. Hour number two will feature none other than Curtis Strange, local guy. It's been a while since he's been on the show, but we're excited to have him back. Of course, two-time U.S. Open winner, went back-to-back in the late 80s, and he's now working for Fox, still doing a little bit for ESPN as well. So fortunately, we'll have the opportunity to catch up with Curtis Strange, who's apparently got some ties to the Greenbrier as well. So Virginia guy, played his college golf at Wake Forest, and has some ties to West Virginia and the Greenbrier as well. So certainly look forward to catching up with him. Dennis Carter, as always, will join us here on a Flashback Friday. DC, of course, presented by the good folks at Trio Brick Oven Eatery, located not far from JF, right on 221, right at that same intersection. And, you know, great food was there last night. Burger was fantastic. Enjoyed it greatly. So if you're out and about in the Forest area, highly recommend that you go see our good friends at Trio Brick Oven Eatery. Also, today on the show, Charity Waldron will join us at the Commonwealth Games. We're closing in on Maine Games weekend, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So like I said, we do have a very busy show. No professor today. No insane Ed today. But I've got my fingers crossed that we will hear from Frank the Caddy. Because it wouldn't be a Greenbrier Classic weekend. Wouldn't really be any start to a weekend without Frank the Caddy.
100% true.
And even if he can't join us, maybe we'll still play his intro. I love that more than anything. Like it more than Wes's, who I think is good. I think it's just hard to beat Frank the Caddy.
In memoriam of...
He's not dead.
I know, but he won't be on the show.
He's not dead, as far as we know. I haven't heard the latest from Frank the Caddy. Texting him right now as we speak. It's great radio, by the way. Me texting on the air. But it's better than texting while I drive.
That is true.
Right?
That's illegal.
It is illegal.
You'd get another run-in with the cops from what I've heard you've had.
Yeah, you know, that was all in my past. I told you earlier about the earlier in the week about the incident that took place last weekend on Ward's Road.
Oh, yeah.
They really need to do something about that intersection. That was absolutely, positively, 100% not my fault. And I would just like to take this opportunity to give a quick shout-out to my great State Farm agent, Kim Gardner, who, you know, within 3 minutes of the accident, she was on the phone helping me through it, telling me where to get the car, working it out with the other insurance company. And, I mean, that happened late on Friday night, Saturday morning. I already had a rental car. The wheels were in motion, and I didn't have to do anything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Kim Gardner are there. Chip Harvey will take care of you, too, I promise. If you're with Chip, you know the deal. Chip will take care of you. So again, a quick shout out to my good friend and neighbor, Kim Gardner at State Farm.
All we're just missing is the beeps. The do-do-do-do.
You know, it's funny because I'm sitting here and it probably sounds like just shameless plug after shameless plug. First Trio, we were just talking with Scott about Poplar Grove.
Yep.
And what great shape that's in. And I understand you're going to head out and play Mariners Landing this week.
Yep, tomorrow.
Anxious to hear how that was. We, of course, have the big golf outing coming up at Hanging Rock, which I know a lot of people are excited for. If you haven't jumped on board with that, folks, you got to get going. Only got a few days left. The deal doesn't really get much better than where it's at right now. Foursomes, $100. That's $25 a piece. Range balls, golf, cart, and dinner afterwards. I don't know what more you want for $25.
And you get to hang out with you guys.
Well,
that's worth $100 in itself.
Some people might claim that that's probably subtracts from the value. And I could certainly see that. But yeah, we're going to have a really good time. Hopefully we'll catch up with Ed in hour number two, at least for a few minutes. I wanted a picture of him with a motorcycle helmet on.
Oh, I'm picturing it.
I mean, Ed just doesn't strike me as a motorcycle guy.
We talked about it yesterday. He's a moped guy.
He's a moped guy.
Mope Ed.
A moped guy, but yet he's in this course, and we'll tell you a little bit later on, but if you go to ESPN Radio Deals, you have an opportunity to register to take this course at Western Virginia Community College.
Yep.
For free. It's a $130 course. It will get you all ready to go as far as motorcycles go. License, safety, the whole kit and caboodle. And we're partnering with Harley-Davidson in Roanoke to offer five people in our listening audience an opportunity to win this course free of charge. And Ed's going today, and he's got to swing by to pick up a helmet. And I'm like, will you take a picture and send me a picture in the helmet? And he said, yeah, after the show. Like, I don't want it after the show.
Well, that's the beauty of Facebook and Twitter, that we can put it up on our Facebook page for all of the great Sportsline listeners to see and acknowledge Ed.
You're just sucking up to everybody over there, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Who am I sucking up to?
Our listeners, all the great sports. They're not all great.
Most of them are.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that at all.
From the impression I've got in my 5 months here.
You think our listeners are great?
We've had some great ones on.
Man. Sucking up to the listeners. Boy, you people are lucky.
Someone's got to be nice to them,
So, yeah, we'll get an update coming up in just a little bit from the Greenbrier Classic, Luke Elvey of the PGA Tour on CBS. But quick check of the leaderboard. Let's see. It's Sebastian Munoz, who had an unbelievable round of 61 yesterday. When we went off the air, Davis Love III was still in the lead with his 63 in the clubhouse. But Munoz finished late, posted a 61, jumped into the lead, and followed it up with another 67 today. So a total of 12 under par. DL3 is through 11 holes, and he is 2 under for the day. So he right now tied for second with Robert Streb. Few shots back of Munoz, Danny Lee in the hunt as well. He is the defending champion, although he was the defending champion from 2015.
Yes.
Not 2016, because, of course, there was no tournament last year. Excited to have it back. He's at 8 under par. Ben Martin also at 8 under par. Handful of golfers at 7 under, including Jamie Lovemark, Kelly Kraft, Xander Schauffele. I have no idea if I pronounced that name right. Nick Taylor, Hudson Swafford, Smiley Kaufman. And it's 6 under.
My guy.
He's your guy?
I like Smiley.
Why?
He's a fun golfer.
You just like his name?
I'm pretty sure he went to LSU also. I gotta check that, but I know Bryson DeChambeau did. Yes, he did go to LSU.
Bubba Watson, 4 under. He has finished in the clubhouse today with a 67. Looks like the cut is going to be about 1 under par, which coincidentally is right exactly where Ed's guy, Fig Jam, finished. 67 yesterday, 3 under, 2 over today. And Figgy looks like he is sneaking in on the cut line, which I don't know if for him if that's good or bad.
It might be. Might be good.
Well, I mean, I could see him, you know, I'm at the Greenbrier. They've got a casino. Figgy, as you know, has got a weakness for gambling.
He does.
So I could see him saying, eh.
He loves trading those chips, you know.
I'm in the, I'm in the 60s here. You know, got 60 plus golfers ahead of me. I'm not going anywhere. Not going to make a ton of money. I'd just rather spend the weekend in the casino. That's a Fig Jam thing.
Can you confirm?
No. Well, no. Here's but here, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this for you.
Okay.
Because that is not what Fig Jam would ever say.
Of course, which I learned the other day when I came back and said he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. Of course he's a very nice guy when the lights and the cameras are on. You know, but where you need to get him is you need to get him behind the scenes. You need to be in the locker room when he's kicking Ed while he's down. You need to hear the golfers talking about the fact that there were no batteries in the pager years and years and years ago when his wife was pregnant and he threatened to walk off. Even if he was leading the U.S. Open on the 18th hole, I'll walk off the course if my pager goes off and my wife goes into labor.
You don't buy it.
Lies. All lies. But that's the real Fig Jam.
I was a Tiger guy growing up, so until that train got derailed and crashed.
You got your own problems.
Yeah.
It's funny, I became a Tiger guy more after.
Of course. Just like you became a Jameis guy recently.
Yes, I am. I'm a Jameis guy. You're right, I used to not like Jameis at all. Until I heard the real Jameis.
See, are you a LeVar Ball guy?
Talking to the children? No, I'm not.
I feel like he'd be right up your alley.
Not a LeVar Ball guy at all.
Okay.
Really, really... I want to say loathe. I want to say despise. But, I mean, realistically, it doesn't make a difference to me what he does. It bugs me a little bit that he gets as much attention as he gets, which isn't his fault.
His son's really good at basketball.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's not his fault. It's everyone in the media who continues to pay attention to it. But then there he was. And we have the audio of this. Maybe today's the day to get to it. There he was, Monday Night Raw.
We have it, yes.
With The Miz.
Should I get it?
No.
Okay.
Maybe later.
All right.
Because we got to get to a break. But there he is with The Miz. The opportunity, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I really hope that this doesn't go well and I start to like this guy. Because I thought there was a really good chance that I could start to like LeVar Ball. But his segment sucked.
I liked it.
I'm sure you did.
I was a big fan.
I understand. You don't have very good taste, though, Anthony.
Oh, come on. What don't I have good taste of?
Well, certainly food.
No, I have good taste in food. No, it's just not very broad.
You don't.
The stuff I like is good.
You don't.
I'm not Ed.
Well, I know you're not Ed. In some ways, you may be worse than Ed.
Wow.
All right, but we got to go. We got a quick break coming back. We got around the horn, and then we are going to catch up. We're so slammed. This first hour, real quickly, go around the horn with Connor Maribel of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Luke Elvey will join us. And then DC, Dennis Carter, to round out hour number one. You're listening to the Sports Line on a Flashback Friday. Don't forget, Curtis Strange joining us in hour number two. Stay tuned.